At a precinct on Bayshore Boulevard, South Tampa lawyer David Snyder said he voted for mayoral candidate Ed Taranchik, but that there wasn't enough information about the open city council seats. He said he wanted a mayor and city council that would fight urban sprawl.
Well, I tend to want to see the city of Tampa, develop its infrastructure a little bit better, maybe concentrate its population and, you know, make better use of the urban environment as opposed to urban sprawl, which I'm not really in favor of.
Ann Geither, also of South Tampa, didn't want to say who her candidates of choice were, but she did say it was hard to find out about where many of them stood.
But I didn't feel as well informed. I called a person who is active in the Republican Party, and I got some input from him. And so am I really informed? No. But I informed enough that I voted for each one that I was allowed to.
More than 30 people are vying for various seats. In any given district, voters had to pick a mayor, 3 citywide seats, and 1 seat representing their home district. Mayoral candidate Rose Ferlita was at a West Tampa precinct earlier in the day where she decried the sparse voter turnout.
People are dissatisfied with government sometimes, and rightly so. Sometimes they don't trust elected officials, and in some cases, rightly so. This is their opportunity to send us a message. If we believe you're legislating for the good of the people of the city of Tampa, we're going to support you. If not, we're not. But with that lower turnout, it's really not representative of, what, 180 or 190,000 registered voters in the city of Tampa?
Despite the rain, USF engineering student David Mesa stood outside that precinct holding a sign for Kelly Benjamin, a candidate running against incumbent Charlie Miranda for the District 6 city council seat. Mesa said he voted for Taranchik because of the vision the mayoral hopeful has for the city. Mesa said he supports Benjamin because of the candidate's views on bicyclist safety, among other things.
Kelly Benjamin, his opponent, has been in Tampa for 30 years, and I don't think he has a concern for bicycle safety. And if you look as an example in Armenia, you know, there are a lot of Latin restaurants, but the area doesn't look that pretty. And I think it would be nice if we could, you know, take a walk around there and enjoy some ice cream, have some lunch, you know, feel that unity.
At an East Tampa precinct, voter Vicky Pittman said she voted for former city council member Bob Buckhorn for mayor. She said it's vital that the candidates do something about economic development.
Maybe, you know, the mayor can try to get the railing for us, you know, better the streets and, you know, the neighborhoods and the houses in the neighborhood.
East Tampa resident Daniel Rumlin agreed, but didn't want to say who his preferred candidates were. He said he went for candidates who have a proven track record of economic development.
Well, they was talking about they're going to get more jobs and then they go better the community, the redevelopment, and a lot of things that a lot of the candidates already had did, improving themselves. So that's what led me to vote, because a lot of stuff they were saying, they were sincere.
District 3 candidate Michael Chiefchi was campaigning at that precinct. He said he understands why the mayor's race got so much press, but that it shouldn't take away from the huge responsibility that individual city council members will have.
I think a lot of the attention has been on the mayoral campaigns. It's a crowded field. And on the mayor's side and, you know, for the city council, I mean, there's more than 30 people running for 7 seats. So, you know, it's tough for the press to, you know, when there's an easy target to talk about, like the mayoral campaign, which is the big prize. But the fact of the matter is city council, they've got an awesome responsibility to bring constituent services to the people.
Further north, at a new Tampa precinct, a resident identifying herself as Rona said she voted for Ed Taranchik because she thinks he'd be fiscally conservative. She said she went for city council members who seemed most likely to tackle the city's troubled budget.
Things are going to have to be cut. Look at the unions, realize what's going on, see how much they're getting. Is it worth it? Is it not?
Jean, who didn't give a last name, said she based many of her votes on the candidates' own backgrounds.
You also look at their background, too, how they did and ran their own businesses, what they've done for their community. There's a couple candidates out there that I don't have think had our community in their best interest.
New Tampa resident Ronald Cruz said economic development was front and center and that he hopes to see the Sulphur Springs area get cleaned up. Cruz, a firefighter, said he voted for Joseph Caetano for the District 7 race. As for Tampa's next mayor, he said he hopes former Mayor Dick Greco will once again win that seat.
I voted for Dick Greco.
And why was that?
For one reason, he supports the firemen and policemen here in the city of Tampa, and he's done well for the development in Tampa. He seems to get things done.
Polls close at 7, and races with several candidates may result in runoff elections later this month. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.